Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time once again for the news. Or,
news. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
News. Or no.
News or nope. Pretty much all the nope. Oh, somebody's still got a nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
So it's the news of the day, and we start with...
Wait, didn't you want to talk about something?
Oh, you want to start there?
We can start there. We should start there.
Okay, well, if the big news is tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., GVR.
King Supers in GVR.
Yes.
If you don't know what GVR is, then you probably don't live there.
Well, maybe you're like me, and you haven't been here too long.
Green Valley Ranch. Like, if you're on your way to a flight tomorrow, DIA.
Stop by?
I'm telling you, you're going to realize this when you come tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to get on Peña, and then you're going to get right off at Green Valley Ranch. It's like...
Oh, wow.
It's right... It's on your way to DIA.
Okay.
Your bag could be your personal item.
Hello?
Mm. Fill it in. Yeah.
Folds up really nice, too.
Can fit under the seat.
Maybe your flight got delayed tomorrow or something.
Oh.
You could swing by.
Yeah.
9 a.m.
Yeah, we'll be there.
And we have Pentatonix tickets as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tax not going to come. I just want to say that out loud right now. So don't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing that it drives me nuts when we do like bag drop or we do anything and like one of us isn't there. Then it's the whole time. It's like, shut up. The rest of us are here. Okay.
Right. Or it's like, I only came to see Hack. And then we're like, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, if you want to see, it's his son's birthday party. He cannot make it out to Green Valley Ranch. It's not that he hates people in GVR. He's just got a birthday party to attend.
I do. Yes.
Yep. So just don't. You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
I'm dooming me to have everybody come and go, where's T-Hack?
Yeah, that's true.
9 a.m. till the bags are gone.
Yes.
Green Valley Ranch Boulevard and Tower Road.
Special appearance by Swanson.
Yeah!
He is coming again?
I think so. As long as it doesn't rain or something.
Okay. Swanson the Wonder Dog, the mascot of the Slacker Show.
And he all does the bags, a pretty good T-Hack.
He
so
does.
It's
we should put him in the pictures.
Put a beanie on him.
Oh my God.
Just like and a flannel. Just like T-Hack.
We don't even need Hack there.
Yeah. No.
Put him all in this chair. Give him a mic.
You're so right.
Bye. Why are you still here?
You're right. I got a party.
Who's going?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
As it turns out, we discussed how Millie Bobby Brown potentially filed a bullying claim against David.
A harassment one, yeah.
Harbor? I would say Harbor for some reason. On the set of Stranger Things, right?
I am season one, episode 6.
Good.
Wow.
Okay.
Having to rewatch them all. Yeah. You can't just jump into the new season.
It's season 5 that's coming out, right?
Yes,
the very final one.
The end of this month, right?
So you're rewatching or for the first time?
No, rewatching.
Rewatching, okay.
And it's weird how much you forget.
And it's not the end of this month. They're doing slow releases. Like
I heard they released like the first 5 minutes of one right now.
Oh, I don't know. I saw like one was November 1st, one is like Thanksgiving, one is like Christmas.
November I thought they weren't. No. November 1st has already happened.
Yes, I know.
That's There's not an episode out. Mm-hmm. The first episode is the 26th. I want to believe that.
Maybe the trailer came out November 1st.
Maybe.
Which I do think happened. But we heard about the harassment claims, all of that. Could be false news because
Why?
At the premiere, was it last night or the night before? Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour were hugs, laughs, everything was fabulous.
Whatever. Okay.
And the director said it was just wildly inaccurate. So I don't know where that started.
Yeah.
There was a lot going around about him because of Lily Allen, his ex-wife, putting out the hate album. So maybe people just piled on, but seems good for Stranger Things.
I did find it odd when all the headlines were like, she files a bullying complaint. And you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, harassment's one thing, but when you attach a bullying complaint, that's
it was
so
weird,
like,
right?
That's not a tangible thing.
You're
like,
I don't know.
Maybe he was having a bad day and she's like,
have you watched the show, Tiak?
I've seen season one, I think.
Oh, man. It's just so wild good. Now to go back and watch that. They are
kids.
Children. It is. And now they're just like, people are lusting after Wolf and whatever. And what's his name?
Finn Wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
Like,
he's a, you can't be lusting after, he's a child.
I mean, Millie is a mother now.
Yeah, married and mom. So. And the daughter's godfather is Noah Schaap.
Really?
Yeah.
Cute. Schaap?
Is that it?
Remember. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Lots of news there.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Whenever there are Muppets in the news.
Nope. He went 4 for 4, baby.
Now, that feels unusually cruel, people, but you need to understand what just happened. This is like a quarterback in the NFL beating every team in the NFL, and the only way you do that is you move to other teams so you beat the team that you once played on.
Right.
And it's a hard record to hit.
Okay.
You know, certain quarterbacks have pulled that off.
I'm liking this.
There is a record that could never be hit in News or Nope. Getting 4 nopes in a week. It's impossible to get 4 nopes in a week because you'd have to be a dumbass and nope yourself.
Right.
But Tiak started the week off noping himself.
Yes.
You started the train.
Yes.
kind of an accident, but it did happen. So.
There was a show meeting where we were like, do we let him not achieve this pinnacle of nope success?
Uh-huh.
We have to... We have to know.
You're leaving me in to get the triple double.
Yes.
You're one rebound.
That's
we're going
to
leave you
had
in.
To, we had 30. To like,
yeah, so I appreciate it.
So
thank you,
no
guys.
Idea what the Muppets were about, but that is a nope.
We'll never know what's happening with the Muppets.
Wow. Thank you. Do I give a speech?
Sorry. Go ahead. No.
Five? Good news for all of the lovers of K-pop. Demon Hunters. Good evening. Whatever.
Oh.
It is.
Whatever.
There are no nopes left. What are you going to do?
I might borrow from next week.
Good news for K-pop Demon Hunters fans. There's a second one coming out around 2029.
You're giving us news from 2029.
Can I go home?
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.